Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, truth seeker of the far north. Not a good week for people concerning the IRS. Sherry Peel Jackson, the ex-IRS agent, got convicted. I was sorry to see it. I knew it was going to happen because I'd been reading her into the briefs here off the Pacer what she'd been doing. And it's really unfortunate to have it's really unfortunate to have people like her go down. But if they don't understand it, I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit here too about a Dr. Clayton looking at his appellate briefs, and I can see why he's not going anywhere either, except in jail. And it's really unfortunate. I just, I don't know. I don't know. I put out on my special list 12 documents, 12 of them. I put out cases, and I'll pull that up here while I'm talking here, on where there is the mandate for the law to file. And if anybody knows where I could... These people are supposed to be offering money for if there's no law that requires you to file, requires an entity to file. I'd like to know it. I don't want one that's got all the 16th Amendment and all that other nonsense tied in there. If anybody knows, I would love to take them on and challenge them because there is a legal duty to file. People just don't want it. They don't want to. I don't know. It's just like Sherry Peel Jackson. It's really sad to see somebody like her that's out there. Let's see. It's in the been in the Ninth Circuit twice, the Fourth Circuit, the Eighth Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, the Sixth Circuit, and it was in New York. And another case that just happened back in Rhode Island. In 2007, hot off the case, and another case of six. Every one of those cases. Now, those are appellate courts. So, let's see, we've got the ninth, the fourth, let's see, we've got four, six, eight, and nine appellate courts stating in the case. And I also have it under the signature of a DOJ attorney, got it under the signature of a judge out of Rhode Island. It's 60-12, and we don't have to tell you. And there's a reason why they don't tell you. Because they can't. Make it too easy to blow these guys out of the water. These territorial courts, for those that may have not been listening, there is no doubt what these United States District Courts are. It is a public record. And I'm going to be making those books available. I've got the two books done, and I've got the... Title 18 out of Oregon done now. I've got 1,500 pages of that, and I've got to go back over the 1940 code because you have to have the 1940 code to really understand the other. It wouldn't be fair to make that other available. But what it's going to show in there, especially in Title 18, is like where the preliminary examination was moved out of the venue of the law and moved into rules of court. All sorts of things happened in 1948. 1948 was a epical year of legislation for the, and they put that right on the front. It they overthrew totally the last remnants of the judicial branch. And in 1988, they did the writ of certiorari to close the door to the current Supreme Court. And people that don't know, because it is a tough concept. I got to have it, too, because it took me a lot of years to get to it. But now that I can see what they're doing, I'm running at exponential speed, and I can't fill in behind because all these questions and pieces now all make sense. But what they did in 1948 is they legislated a whole new court system, a territorial court, made it look like Article 3, and I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Well, this is Ralph from Winter Road, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. And let's talk about the Internal Revenue, the treasonous and domestic terrorist acts that are being committed by those people. And unfortunately, it just makes me sick to see people all the time, their lives are being run by these people because of a lack of knowledge. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win in court. But I'm telling you what, it's just like in warfare, and we are at war because these people are attacking us. They want everything that we've got. They want our conduct. They want us to surrender our souls. We have to sign up to this fiction. And if you don't, make the payments, just like the mafia, the protection money payments every week or every 2 weeks, they come and put you in jail. They take your children. They take your house. It's whatever. They're the slave masters. And the masters of us, the slaves, that haven't figured out what's going on yet. And I'm going to briefly go over, maybe I'll get around and write that up on my special list again. I have a special list for $120 a year donation where I put out documents, because it's quite obvious that they're talking about in here. Dr. Clayton was using what's known as the 861 argument. And, amazingly enough, it's a valid argument. Just don't understand it. I'm looking at the briefs that were filed for Clayton here, and they don't get it. They just don't get the problem. And I don't know, So that's why I'm going to go over some of this. Hopefully, and if anybody wants to call in to RBM and discuss any of this, I'd be happy to have your call on the Internal Revenue Fraud. RBN is 800-313-9443. But where can we prove these things if you cannot prove them? And what's amazing is these guys are telling us what they're doing. They really are. They are really telling us what they're doing. And before I get into that, I'm going to one that I'm going to be blowing out of the water that I haven't thoroughly researched yet. I know what the problem is. And for those that are facing default judgments, they use the old 4340 form, or they use the RACS 006. And what are those forms? Those are forms that come out of the ether of a computer, or out of the bowels of some computer, that could be typed in by the Pope, typed in by the Queen of England, typed in by President Bush, typed in by your local senator, one of our convicted criminals in Alaska, who have no idea where it comes from. And they use 803, number 10, the hearsay rule, and get around that and put it back to a rule 902, number 1, self-authenticating public record. Hoo-ha! So they generate out of a computer, and they give you no means with which to challenge what they do and how they make it, quote, an official record. Some twit somewhere attaches a seal, and all of a sudden it becomes an official record. There's no way to win. There is, but that's the game that they're playing on, and then they put in for default, and they put in for or summary judgments on these people reduced to judgment. They never go to trial. How do they beat you? Well, guess what? That rises to the level of evidence under the rules of evidence, so they've submitted a record of which you can't challenge because it comes out of the ether. And it's got a seal attached to it with some twit's name. The seal is bogus, and so is the other. So is the twit that signed it. So they have evidence, and then there's nothing to talk about because you can't get into court, and most people couldn't argue it anyway because they don't understand it. And one of the games that I would really like to know is, what's the gal that went to jail for doing the trust stuff? And that is the biggest scam in the world if you do not understand these letters that are going around saying the trust has no taxable liability. Absolutely true. But what does it mean? They will sue, if I had a trust, which I don't, they would sue Winter Road Trust, Inc., or not Inc., but Winter Road Trust, and then they would sue Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second trustee. And the trust has no taxable liability. And the next thing you know, what's going to be coming down the pike is a summary or default judgment, because guess what? The trust never showed up. Because what the patriots and the people are taught out here is we're not taught the truth of what's going on. That the property, there is a legal owner and there is a beneficial owner of a trust, of all this property. There are two owners to the property. And the legal owner is the trustee. That is the man or woman that is to take care of the property, to make money with it, change oil in the car, whatever. And the beneficial owner is the person that provides, and that's called the right of possession, by the way. The legal owner is the right of possession. You are possessing somebody else's stuff. And the other one is called the right of property. The thing that you touch, that is the beneficial owner or equitable owner. And that's the guy that never shows up. And he can show up in person because he has an interest without an attorney. And the IRS puts out that Pope equity case. They use it all the time, but nobody goes to look it up because we're not taught. It's a tough nut that when you are sued as a trust name and as a trustee of a trust, there better be two parties show up in that court. And neither one of them has to be an attorney. You, as a trustee, having a private or a personal interest in it, can show up, and the beneficial owner shows up for the trust. I wouldn't even want to guess how many people that they pulled that scam on. But it still doesn't get you out of the IRS world, because guess what? The trustees still stand up on top of the log waving these arms. But the trust has no taxable liability. The beneficial owner, equitable owner, or right of property guy, it's absolutely true. But that's not the way to go about tackling our fascist oligarchy, aristocracy, communist, all blended together, that we haven't had a lawful constitutional republic since after the Civil War. But getting back to the issue of Clayton here, one of the regulations that everyone should be familiar with, the CFRs, in the Code of Federal Regulations, there are three types of regulations. Now, they don't just spell this out for you in plain English, but you can see it if you go to 26 CFR 601.702A. 601.702A, that's Title 26, 601.702A. It tells you in the IRS we have three types of regulations. And the way that they're structured, they will have, like this one is 26 CFR Section 601.702. Well, the 601 is a statement of their procedural rules of the agency. It does not have a comment period. They just say, this is what we're doing. The second part of the regulations that they state in this same paragraph is we have procedural and administrative regulations, and they have a 301. So you will find regulations that will be like 26 CFR section 301 point, and then some number, like 6012. And then they go on to tell you, and the various subsidy regulations under the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, by the way, they don't even use that, almost hardly ever do they use 1986, but they say under Part 1, which is income tax regulations for individuals, Part 20, which is a state, and Part 31, which was for the employers, it's employment tax regulations. So what does that mean in real terms? Subsidy regulations, what are those guys? And it's quite obvious that Larkin Rose, and unfortunately, this gentleman here that was, his name escapes me right now, I've got to go up the top of the brief here, this doctor did not understand what was going on. Clayton, Dr. Charles Thomas Clayton. I know it's a tough nut, but when you see it, and this is all black and white stuff, the IRS is telling us that they're using three regulations, three types, right here. It's 26 CFR 601702. And all agencies, if they can come through the back door offshore, come back to us, all have to have Title 5, 552. Hey. And they say that right in here. The IRS has agreed that we have to publish this stuff to give the people that are out here notice. Translated, we are being ruled by public notice. We are slaves, and we're being ruled by public notice. We're on Congress's plantation. Right after the Civil War, they moved the Negroes from the Southern Plantation to Congress's Plantation in the Act of 1866, the Civil Rights Act, where they said the Negroes could have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens, which is still in the code, which is not laws of the United States, is not positive law of the United States, and at best is laws of Congress. It's in Title 42, 1981, 1982, 1988. But the issue is, there are three types of regulations in the CFRs for the Internal Revenue Service. And I hear some music, so we'll get back and talk about that, and then we'll look at Dr. Clayton and why Sherry Peel Jackson actually convicted herself. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Well, this is Ralph from Lindenrode II, back with the Ralph Lindenrode Show, and trying to spread some knowledge out there and stop some of these, hopefully pass along enough knowledge that people will at least start to question, and we quit having people go to jail for nonsense. People are going to jail for lack of knowledge. Doesn't mean you're going to stop them, because that court is a set-up court. It is a territorial court dressed up to look like Article 3. All the jury members, anybody that's ever sat in there, the first thing they do, they want the people that think that the government's the best thing since popcorn. So they want to know if you've ever had any IRS problems or if you ever had any problems with the government. And so they try to get the, usually when I have the ones that I've got, I try to figure out, and usually there's one or two out of about 30. That thinks that the legislature should make law. And so the judge said, I'm going to give you the law, and the judge never gives you the law. Of course, he can't. And if we have time, I'll go into that, too, because these are tough subjects. I realize they are. To me, they seem quite simple, but I've been doing this so long, and it's like anything, somebody that's quite familiar with the subject matter, the ability of that person to get the information over is really the goal of this. Anyway, back to this this regulation, and it says there are three types of regulations that are substantive. Well, what is a substantive or substantive regulation? How does it differ from a 601, which is procedural, or a 301, which is administrative? This one is going to have one point something. because it's a Part 1 regulation. That's how you identify it. It'll have a 1 in front of it and a period. And then it will have the statutory or a number on the regulation, like 1.6012-1 is a killer. But that does not mean that the statutory authority is going to be 6012. And this is what Larkin Rose and, unfortunately, Dr. Clayton, nobody ever explained it to him, I guess. I'm not sure. All you have to do, I mean, but it's all black and white, and it's all provable, it's all public records. And public records, by the way, de facto or de jure, because that is a political question, if they try to go around it, the courts must give it effect, legal effect. There's a Supreme Court case on that. So, anyway, getting back to this, this issue, so we go in and we look, there are three types of regulations. Well, now, how this works in the CFR is because they want this hidden. There are three subsidy regulation tables, which I put out on my special list. I put out on the other list before, but I'm putting it now on the special list. There are three subsidy regulations. There's a Part 1 list, there's a Part 20, which is a state, and there's a Part 31, which is the employer or employment tax subsidy regulations. There also is a 301 table, and this is the rules that they use in the courts. 301 regs have no force and effect of law. And the reason why they don't, which is absolutely astounding, but this is Chrysler v. Brown, Supreme Court, and it's a holding, not dicta, it's held. There must be a comment period. We slaves, if we want to be these citizens of the United States, must have a means to comment and say, no, hey, Master, don't be so mean to me. I don't want to do this. There's got to be a comment period. If it does not have a comment period, it has no forced effect of law. This is a way for Congress to put a statutory authority up. Then they can look at how the agency is going to regulate it, and of course they can get in the middle of that and make it so the regulation never sees the light of day. So it's basically a way to usurp the, quote, executive power of the United States, which they did, by the way, right after the Civil War. The Supreme Court, they finally made it to the Supreme Court 59 years later. They usurped the judiciary. It's never been challenged. And it's all gone. There is no judiciary today. It's there in law. But the several states are gone. The people of the several states don't know who they are. We have no money. The whole thing is the Constitution sitting over in a closet just gathering dust. Until we can wake up enough people to bring this out in the open. And I'm not sure, because the thing, every time the legislature or Congress goes into session, they don't legislate one item for my inalienable rights or your inalienable rights. Everything they're doing is further overthrow of our constitutional republic, and it hangs by a thread. So anyway, getting back to this 861 argument, and I was looking in the brief here, in the appellate brief of Dr. Clayton, and he's stating in there that, yeah, the government is claiming that the legal duty is at 6012. But he chose to argue the amount that's due. And he missed the boat. It's 6012. There's no getting around it. I mean, I don't know. Like I say, I've got 12. I've got all these appellate decisions. I've got a DOJ and a judge, and I hear the music. And we'll be back in a minute. And more about the 861 and Dr. Clayton and Sherry Peel Jackson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, this is Ralph Carpenter-Winterode the second, back with the Ralph Winterode Show. And talking today about the IRS, and I didn't know either one of these two people, Sherry Peel Jackson. I've seen her on a video that was put out, and I didn't know Dr. Clayton. And it's just really unfortunate. I just hate to see people going to jail, and they don't know enough truth. They know enough to get in trouble. And you can't blame people for fighting, because if we didn't fight, we wouldn't ever learn what the heck is going on. I've had my head bashed quite a few times, but you pick up and you figure out, where did I go wrong? And just because you don't win with the truth doesn't mean it's not the truth. That's one of the things that is a tough nut thing to do. But I'm looking at this reply brief here of Dr. Clayton's. And he's quoting 26 CFR 1.861-1. Well, the first thing that you want to, you're going to try to expose these guys, is that a subsidy reg? Does it have a statutory authority? And here's the little game that they play to make it difficult. They've tried to hide it. Now, what they're starting to do, the IRS now, at least in Westlaw, Westlaw's doing it, it's not IRS, they're putting the whole table below the subsidy reg. So it makes it very difficult. It's overwhelming if you don't know how to read it. But you go look up the first thing to see if there's any regulation, a 1.6012-1. The regulation and the statute number will match, so it'll be 1.6012. And there is no doubt that the duty to file for certain entities is in 6012. Like I say, I've got it out of, I don't know, four or five circuits, and I've got it out of the DOJ. I've got it out of, under their signature, a judge back in Rhode Island. But they don't have to tell you. But it's 1.6012. So when it says 1, that means part 1, period. 6012 means the statute that it has relation to, -1. Now, what is not understood, most definitely by Larkin Rose and by Dr. Clayton and by a whole raft of people, is that the authority for the 1.6012-1 does not have to be 6012. The authority for a 1.861 reg does not have to be the same statute. But it does have to have 1, which is part 1, individual income tax, period. It's got to have the 861 so you can attach it to some statute. But here's the game that they play. They play a couple of games. Is the statutory authority, which Chrysler V. Brown says is what gives it the force and effect of law, either is at the bottom under the word authority. The word authority has to be there, A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-Y. If it's not there, no go. But it'll either be at the bottom or they put them into a table. And there are three substantive regulation tables. And if anybody's listening, wants them, I'll send them to you. Just send me an email at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S, and then it's Bell, B-E-L-L-I.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. I'll send them to you. No charge. It's just absolutely astounding what these guys are doing. So, if you go look at this brief, here the reply brief, which states 1.861-1, well, it's a nice regulation, but it doesn't go anywhere. But he does state, a little farther down, 1.26 CFR, and that's a 1, which means part 1, individual income, period. Then it says an 861, there's your 861 argument, -8. Well, if I go over to the table here and I take a look and see if that is a subsidy regulation, it is. It says authority for section 1.861-8 issued under 26 U.S.C. 882C. So here we have a regulation that he's using an 861 argument, 1.861-8. But the question, but the statutory authority is 882C. Well, of course, the obvious question would be, so what's 882C? And I'm going to look it up here in my table. And let's see here. I've just got off here just a little bit. But where is the statutory authority for 26 U.S.C. 881 or 882. I'm having trouble finding it here. I had it and I lost it here. Where did it go? It got up and wandered off here. Anyway, I'll get back to it in a minute here as soon as I find it, but I can tell you right now that it doesn't have anything to do with you or me. It is not anything to do with us. And I just found it, and so the question is, the statutory authority for the regulation that he's quoting is, guess what? Tax on income of foreign corporations connected with United States business. That's it. And you go to see, it's the, in case of a foreign corporation, blah, blah, blah. That is the key that, for some reason, they're not seeing, because you must have the statutory authority. That is what tells you what they're talking about. So 26 CFR, the 861 argument, 1.61-8, is for foreign corporations within the United States. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It ain't me. I seriously doubt if it's anybody that's listening. And people don't get it. They don't know the table exists, probably. Be my guest. They don't understand there are three regulations, three types, and only the subsidy ones that have statutory authority have the force and effect of law. And 301s, they love to throw those into court cases. Well, here's our administrative 301 reg. Well, the Supreme Court says that's about as good as the garbage. They both stink to the high heavens. Has no force and effect of law. It's nice because... See, the IRS doesn't have to show you the 301 regs. They don't have to tell you what they're doing over there. It's just nice that they're doing it. The nice people that they are, the nice criminals. They know what they're doing over there. Some of those attorneys back east and some of these prosecuting attorneys, they're actually not prosecuting attorneys, because a prosecuting attorney is a public officer. They're prosecutors. They have no oath as a public officer or as a officer of the United States. They're funkies. Ministerial, all they are is jackbooted thugs out there pounding on the people, because we don't understand the little rule, the little games that these guys are playing. And I see farther in on this 861 argument here that Dr. Clayton uses. He's talking about down and all the way up through 1.861-8, all the way up through 1.861-14. So he's talking about the 861 regs, 8 through 14. Well, if we go over here and just grab one of these here, we can take a look and see what they're talking about here. What is it that these guys are really talking about? And what we're going to find here, I closed it out again for some reason. I don't know why I'm doing that. Let's see. One of these here is under 863, the authority of 863. Okay, so what is 26 U.S.C. 863? It must be something. Because it's used under reg. Well, guess what 26 U.S.C. 863 is? Foreign income. Yeah, foreign income. Absolutely. It is a 1.861-9, but it's for foreign earned income. That's one of the statutory authorities for that particular reg that I'm looking at. So if you've got foreign earned income, I think probably not. And then the next one is 864, which is a statutory authority for the same one. And that one there says sources and general rules relating to foreign income. Another one, it's foreign earned income. So the 861 argument, you can conclusively connect the dots by understanding there are three types of regulation. Procedural, which are 601s, the administrative are 301s, and then of the subsidy, there is 1 point, which is individual income tax, there is 20 point, which is a state, there is 31, which is the employment, your employer taxes. And when you go across these to the table, it's just like decoding it. You have to decode it. There's a table, and this one here is, let's see, this table on the part one is 22 pages long from Westlaw. 22 pages long. And I bet you most people have never even seen it. Because when you're in the CFRs, if you've gone to the law library, they don't tell you where this table is. You're supposed to have enough sense to try to find it. Makes it really difficult if they put the statutory authority underneath it. But what, like I say, in Westlaw, what they're doing now is they're putting the whole thing below it, and the average person, not being familiar with it, is going to not understand what's going on. You have to go look up your particular regulation that you're interested in, and then see what statutory authority of Congress makes this thing have the force and effect of law. I have decoded all of the 861 stuff. I've decoded all of the 1040 nonsense. And guess what, folks? Unless you want to sell your soul, your birthright, your inalienable rights, the cups of the Creator, and swap them for a bowl of porridge, or like the prodigal son, if you want to make application to Congress to be cradle to grave, taking care of you, being complacent and compliant, it has nothing to do with a man or a woman. One of the callers called in here 2 weeks ago, which gave me another big piece of the puzzle. I technically know what to call a native of one of these several states, which is our country. And it's in the government style manual 5.23. And I'm a Kansan. I'm a native of it. I figured out another way before that how to articulate that and improve it. I'm an American citizen, which is somebody that's born on the land. There's a Supreme Court case to that. I'm a citizen of the United States of America, which means I'm a citizen of all of these sovereign countries called the several states. I can wander around amongst any one of them and plant my butt down and become domiciled. Domicile and citizenship are interrelated. If I left Alaska and I went to New York, then I would become a citizen of New York. Not the Constitution of New York either, by the way. It's the Constitution of New York. All of them now have changed the names to the Constitution of New York, Constitution of the state of something. Is always a state of, like Alaska's, and of course Alaska has no internal amendment or has no external amendments. It's all done internal in almost all of them. I haven't looked at all of them, but they're revised. Well, you can't revise an organic constitution. The amendments must be external. The word constitution has application to either a corporation, or to organic law. And you can tell them by looking, because corporations are always internally modified. Organic constitutions are always externally modified, without exception. You can revise a corporate constitution. You cannot revise an organic constitution. And the word, these are the games, these are the things that they're not teaching people. Because if they did, there'd probably be a revolution tomorrow. I'd like to think, I don't know, everybody's got their basketball games and football games and snow machines and motorcycles. And so anyway, looking at Dr. Clayton's brief here, he's arguing the 861 source argument, but he doesn't understand it. He even cited here, which is even more astounding, that the sections 86 for this 861A, the 863, but he doesn't understand what he didn't bother to, because he's never seen the table, probably, and I can understand why. When I first got on to Westlaw several years ago, Westlaw had removed all of the substantive regulations out of Title 26 and out of Title 31. They didn't want any of these attorneys that might get two brain synapses firing in the same direction to come up with a logical question. I made them put every one of them back in Title 31 and Title 26. I caught Westlaw by taking out the syllabuses on all of the old Supreme Court cases. They were taking out randomly the old syllabuses, which aren't anything to do with the law, but you want to see what the logic was of what the case was in the original syllabus. And Westlaw always has its syllabuses in there. That's fine. I don't care. I always delete all their nonsense anyway. I look at it briefly. Occasionally it's helpful, but not usually. But I made Westlaw put that back in. These guys are, these the Tom said, Westlaw folks, these the majority of the attorneys, because you can't say all attorneys are bad, like you can't say all cops are bad, because I know some cops, police, cops is a derogatory term probably. I know some people that are in that area that would like to see things change. But if they try to change it from internally, they get fired, demoted. They don't go anywhere. And, of course, they're risking their livelihood and their maybe their wife and all that. So everybody's got their battles and how far they want to go. But anyway, in looking to this is the key to Clayton and the appellate brief to come back and denying this. Yeah, 6012 is the, where the duty is, the legal duty. And I have not looked at the I've looked at so many of them, though, they're just because they use these model jury instructions. And the judge is always going to give the law. He doesn't, because he can't. He never tells the jury that the duty is 6012. Now, why would he not tell them? Why does he not tell? Well, guess what? First of all, the legal duty is a question of law. They would have to establish the legal duty. There's a lot more to it than that, and anybody that's been in the IRS world is familiar with the Cheek case. I hear some music, so we're going to come back and exposing more truth that you're not going to hear anywhere else except on RBN and from the Ralph Kermit Winter Road Show. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Coming back for the short segment here. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North, and talking about the unfortunate incarceration of Dr. Clayton down, I think he's out of Texas. I'm not sure, Arizona, someplace down there. And I was just looking at some of the appellate briefs that he had filed because he had been using the Larkin Rose, evidently from these briefs, because I don't know the man personally. I'm sorry that he got convicted in his family because It's just sad. I don't know what to tell you. And it makes me fight mad that these people go to jail and they just don't. They don't have enough information. You have to admire these people that will stand and fight. But it's just like at war. We are at war. These people have waged war on the people. They're right now, they're pounding on us, trying to get us complacent and compliant. And knowledge is helpful, very helpful, because it's just like in a war. You have to know what the other guy is doing, and so we can try to defeat him lawfully and peacefully, right out in the open. This thing is all rigged. The trials are rigged. The courts are rigged. It's a rigged situation. He didn't probably realize it, but I can guarantee you every one of these trials, state or federal, anywhere, they will ask one time, is everybody here a citizen of the United States, on the record, because they have to have you leave your natural status and do that. That's what they have to do. So, it's back to the other part of what they don't tell you on the 6012. And they don't even hide it. That's what's so astounding. In this case here, in the brief, the government is admitting, they're claiming the duties of 6012. We need to listen to these guys. And the judge on the comeback, the duties of 6012. Well, let me tell you what's behind the scenes, and then we'll get into the duty, and then we'll talk about Sharon, Sherry Peel Jackson next hour. The other thing that sits behind 6012 is the subsidy regulation. Chrysler V. Brown says it is as good as a statute, folks. It's got the statutory authority. It's got the comment period in it. It is good as gold. Well, what does 1.26 CFR 1.6012 say? What in the world is in there? Why don't anybody use it? I have no idea. It says individuals required to make returns of income. An individual tax return must be filed by every individual. And by the way, an individual is a citizen of the United States. That's defined over in 552A, but A2. But it tells us right here. If the individual is an individual, income tax must be filed by every individual. And they give you some numbers of a gross income for those people that live in there, or those things that live in that world. If the individual is now you could maybe have certain organs if you is a man or is a woman. What the hell's going on here? I can tell you what they're doing, and it's a fictional law. They just made it up. They just made it up for the Negroes after the Civil War to help overthrow the Constitution of the United States. And I hear the music, so I guess we're going to have to wait till after the break, and we'll come back and we'll tell you who must file a return. And let's see if any of them are anybody listening.